This is Ozarks at Large. Rex Nelson is no stranger to politics. He's the former political editor of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He was Governor Mike Huckabee's communications director for nearly a decade. And in addition to other duties, he now wears the hat of president of the Political Animals Club of Central Arkansas. But with Asa Hutchinson rolling out his income tax cut plan this past week and Mike Ross touting a manufacturer's tax break, what are the politics at work here? Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently sat down with Rex Nelson to find out.
You've worked in a governor's office before. You've worked with a governor who has sought tax relief before. How doable is significant tax relief? When you start looking at the state budget and the different components of what those taxes do to provide just some of the mandatory services that you kind of have to, schools, jails, Medicaid, how much play is there really in the budget?
Well, the Hutchinson plan that came out this past week, which is estimated at about $100 million a year, from a financial standpoint, I think it's very doable. Mm-hmm. From a political standpoint, I'm not sure how doable, because here's what I mean by that. I think that $100 million probably would easiest come out of general improvement funds, which is the state surplus that goes out at the end. That is legislative crack, I've always called it. They got on it. They can't get off of it. They like handing out those checks, whether it's the local county fair, whatever, the improvement district, whatever it's going for. It's doable, but the 135 legislators would have a lot less money to hand out at the end of the session if we did it.
Let's take a look at the Asa Hutchinson tax plan here. I think we've got a graphic built on this. It's basically a 1% reduction for those making $20,000 to $75,000 a year. I can't remember where the exact cutoff is, but you go from 7 to 6%, 6 to 5%. Could impact close to 500,000 Arkansans by Asa Hutchinson's estimate. That price tag, as you mentioned, somewhere around $100 million. Heard a little bit higher figure, but that's something to be debated. So in the Huckabee administration, you guys made some efforts to reduce taxes. Where were you most successful and why were you most successful?
Well, we were early on struggling with some ideas of how do we do this. We first came up when the governor first came into office in 1996 with a rebate plan that just didn't fly at all. In fact,
it crashed and burned, if I recall correctly.
You'll remember, in his first State of the State address, Governor Huckabee used the old joke about the company that had come up with this great brand of new dog food and so forth and was wondering why they couldn't sell it. And the punchline was, the dogs just won't eat the stuff. And the legislators just wouldn't accept that plan. So we worked on the brackets a little bit, cutting the number of low-income taxpayers off the state income tax rolls. That was much easier to do than a rebate plan would have been, as it turned out.
Curtis Coleman, Deborah Hobbs, two Republican primary challengers to Asa Hutchinson, basically say these tax cuts aren't large enough. We need to do more. We need to cut capital gains. We need to cut corporate income taxes. Do those seem realistic to you? If $100 million in very incremental mm-hmm. individual income tax cuts are part of a plan that is dubious at best, could you even do more?
I think it would be difficult. I mean, there's always fat in government. There are efficiencies we can find. But overall, we run a pretty lean operation in Arkansas when you compare it to a lot of other states around the country. The fact is, politically, Curtis Coleman and Debbie Hobbs are so far behind right now that they have to stake out a position that's different than Hutchinson's, whatever it is, and they're both staking out a position that is even more to the right of Asa Hutchinson. They're going to try to come at him from his right. Of course, they're going to divide up those votes, mm-hmm. But again, those plans would be awfully hard. As I said, even the $100 million, I think, if you start talking about it coming from general improvement, would be difficult for a Governor Hutchinson, if he were to win, to get through the legislature, even if his own party were to continue to control the legislature.
Mike Ross, the Democratic candidate for governor, the only one in the race right now, says that he too is for tax cuts. Just they have to be targeted, responsible. The only thing he's come out with so far is a tax cut for manufacturers, basically for parts and upgrades. That price tag's about $40 million. He has suggested he will propose some more targeted tax cuts in the future. In essence, he's pitching a business first strategy in rolling out that tax cut first. Is that smart politics?
I think it's pretty smart politics, and it's right along the line of the Mike Ross that we saw in the U.S. Congress. Of course, Roby, we've still got a while to the filing period, and there may be one get in. But as of right now, there are no wild-eyed liberals in this gubernatorial race. I mean, Mike Ross is conservative, even though he's a Democrat. He was the chief blue dog up in Washington, D.C., often bucked the leadership there. Mm-hmm. So you would expect him to come with more of a conservative fiscal approach to government. That's what he's going to do. On a lot of these issues, I think you're probably going to see Hutchinson and Ross more close on issues than a lot of people think right now that they will be.
That was Rex Nelson, president of the Political Animals Club of Central Arkansas, speaking to Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity, coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com.